Hechevra, somebody earlier today asked me if I have Shiurim and Wayu Torah and Parsha Zachar that they wanted to listen to. They found one. I didn't even know I had. And I said, I'm not sure if I have much on Zachar because Parsha Zachar is always right before Purim, so I'm always inclined to talk about Purim and prepare for Purim, so we don't talk much about Parsha Zachar. I think I have a 1 or 2 5-minute vart, so maybe definitely giving Torah for Zachar, but not much because there's so much to talk on Purim, so much Achana for Purim. But the MS is Parsha Zachar is very, very special. Parsha Zachar B'Stama is the most important Kriyas HaTorah of the whole year. It's the one Kriyas HaTorah that almost all poskim say is Deraisa. We go out of our way, all the women, all the Zachar readings. So let's talk a little bit about this. There's a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar that I saw. Rabbi Elazar Horkinus, Tzaddik, Yisrael Olam. Such a strange Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. I'm not going to give full pshat in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. I'm just using it as a springboard. It needs even more. I just was learning through this today. It needs more to be understood. But the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar is like this. Amr lo, it's in Mem Dalet, if you want to look inside and try to get pshat over here. Amr lo Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Jews said to Moshe Rabbeinu, one pasuk says you have to remember what Amalek did to you. Another pasuk says Zachar to remember Shabbos. How do you fulfill both? And the question, how does that even get off the ground? It's very hard to understand. What were they even asking? What is it? Man Yishmit. Okay, they both say Zachar Shkoyach on Shabbos. And the answer is exactly what we would all say. The answer is what we would all say. Amr la Moshe, lo dome, kos shel kunditon, the kos shel chomet, that kos, that kos, zeh zachar l'shabbos, lishmar l'kadosh yom ha-shabbos, shenemar zachar yom ha-shabbos kacho, zeh zachar l'hashmi l'achas kol zahar shal ha-molek, shenemar zachar esh shal chal ha-molek. What do you mean, how do you do both? On Shabbos, you keep Shabbos, and you remember Shabbos, and at the time you're supposed to, you remember to destroy ha-molek. Like, that's what Moshe answered back. They're two different koses, two different cups. You have a cup of vinegar, you have a cup of wine, you have a cup of, meaning, lemaisa. They're two different things. Why are we even comparing them? What's going on? So I saw this. I'm not going to give Paul Piat in the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, but I was thinking about, you know, maybe what they were asking. And I'm not going to give how the answer fits in. I want to give an idea that came to me based on this. This was more of a springboard. Maybe what they were trying to ask, by the way, by the fact that they asked such a question being discussed, there must be, so, even though they're so different, there must be some connection. They are both Zachar L'maisa. They are both Zachar. And there has to be then a connection between the destruction of Amalek and Shabbos Kodesh, if these are being brought together. And maybe they're trying to even, they think it should be so super connected by Zachar, and asking how could they both be one? So I want to give them a pshat that I would answer how they could both be one. And what the connection between Zachar of Amalek and Zachar of Shabbos is. What is Amalek? Obviously we have to destroy and kill out Amalek physically. But ultimately, to you and I, we don't know who Amalek is. We don't know who Amalek is. And we don't know how to fulfill this. And we can't be Mekayim this B'maisa. But we've all been taught over the years and learned Torahs that Amalek represents more than a physical manifestation of a being that's our enemy. There are various kochos of Amalek that creep into our lives, that hold us back. And one of the biggest understandings of Amalek is Amalek brings doubt. Amalek brings suffolk. Amalek says, Ayesh Hashem b'kerbeinu, is Hashem really here? Amalek's the one that after the world had such clarity, after all the nisim, Amalek, the whole world saw God, the Tamako splitting of the sea, so clear, the Abishter all is clear, there's no doubt, because when there's Abishter, there is no doubt. It's all good. And even if I don't understand, I understand because it's Hashem. But he brought back doubt. And doubt is also a key to sadness. When I'm in a situation of doubt and I don't have clarity, I'm confused, it brings me sadness. It pulls me down. Ein simcha katara sveikos. Brought down many svarim. I've never seen the actual, I don't think there is actually a medrash or chazal, but svarim talk about it. Ein simcha katar sveikos, there's no greater joy than doing away with doubt. Amalek brings doubt, and that's why famously Amalek is gematria 240, which is gematria, suffix, doubt. What really brings doubt in our life? You know what brings doubt in our life? All the voices that we hear. The voices of culture, of society, of politics, of the entertainment world that we allow ourselves sometimes to creep into our lives. All of this world creates doubt. It creates doubt of whether what I'm doing is right or whether I'm living the way I'm supposed to be living. And maybe I should enjoy life in this way and that way. Maybe money should be more prominent in my life. And maybe I should dress in this way. And maybe it creates all different types of doubt. What's the biggest cure then to that doubt? Obviously Torah, but we'll talk about that another time. And it actually fits into this as well. But for now, because there are two answers, and you'll see the Chazal say these are the two answers. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, I disconnect from all the doubt. I disconnect from all those voices. Shabbos Kodesh, I'm not hearing about politics. And Shabbos Kodesh, because I'm not involved in social media. And I'm not involved in the outside world. I'm disconnect from it all. And what do I find then on Shabbos? Clarity. Clarity, emes. I no longer have all those voices that I hear all week long. How much did we, especially, again, I know we're still in it and we're walking away from it, hopefully very, very quickly. But when we were in that heart of COVID, when the whole world was like closed down and we were all in those few months of like serious quarantine, but the only things that anyone talked about, and sadly still to some degree, but hopefully not, it was COVID and pandemic and this and that. And then how much were we excited just to go into Shabbos and not talk about it at all? Hopefully. And that's when we found clarity. It's amazing. That's when we found clarity, just doing away with the voices. And that's why, where do I say that it's a Chazal that says it? Because we know in the first days of creation, there was an Or that was brought into the world called the Or HaGanuz. By the way, Or HaGanuz is not some deep Kabbalistic idea, although it is as well. It's Pasha Pshat in what the Or of Sheish Shmei Bereishis was. Just read Chumash. Vayara Elokim as Or Ki Tov. There's no other way of understanding that Or than Or HaGanuz. That wasn't light to see physically. Because the light to see physically in the world was the sun and the moon that was created on day 4. And Rashi says it explicitly. Meaning Rashi's telling you this is Pasha Psha, Or HaGanuz, that was here for 36 hours. And what is that Or HaGanuz? We don't fully grasp what this spiritual Or is, but we know it brought us clarity. It helped us understand what's emes in my life, in the world. And what does Chazal tell us? There's two places you can still find it. One Medrash says, Oim Le Torah, sitting and learning Torah, Ki Ner Mitzvah Torah Ar. Another Medrash says Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh, I'm clear. So then Shabbos Kodesh is the answer to Amalek. If Amalek tells me Suffolk, doubt, how do I do away, how do I cure that? Shabbos. So now I understand the connection between Zachar and Zachar. Claudia says, how do you have Zachar? How could I have both at that? I can't think about focus on two things at the same time, to remember both to destroy Amalek and remember Shabbos. Yes, you can, because it's Zel B'Zach, it's one thing. It's one thing. All that there is to do away with Safek. Timcha Zecher Amalek is not to feel a sense of doubt. How am I going to get that? Shabbos Kodesh. Walk into Shabbos and only think Kedusha and family and Hashem and Tefillah and Zmiros and Shabbos Kodesh and none of these outside worlds that bring us Safek. Shabbos Kodesh, therefore, is the antithesis and deals away with Amalek. So Zachar is Amalek and Zachar is Shabbos. He's actually one. That's the answer we should say, Klal Yisrael. That's what we want to say. I was thinking about this early day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me Matana and Zchus of being close to the Heilige Yontif of Purim. Mamish, a tremendous Matana, but you have to have an open heart in Gematria for this Matana, but tremendous. If you take Gematria of Timcha Amalek, with the 8 Oisios, with the 8 letters and the Koila. So Timcha Amalek, with everything, is Gematria 702. Exactly Gematria Shabbos. Zachar, to remember Timcha Amalek, Zochras Yom HaShabbos, Timcha Amalek, Gematria Shabbos. We should be Zoicha to live Shabbos, do away with all Safek, every moment of our life. When we're sitting or standing by Zochar, Meir Tashem on Shabbos, Kodesh, Mekayim, the Derais of Zochar, have in mind, it's on Shabbos. Really, it's not a mitzvah that's Talib Zman. I could really be Mekayim, but we're Mekayim on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is now, I'm Timcha Amalek, and I'm going to live Shabbos my whole life. To a zoichet, to all yom shekula Shabbos, bi'ez Mashiach, gula shleima, b'mehera b'yom. Shabbos Kodesh.
Mi shemi 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 shemi